My faith looks up to thee.
Hey, look up, child. Look up, look up. God is still on his throne. Look up.
Good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to another live broadcast of The Looking Up Show. My name is Charissa Tarosian, and I'm joined in studio by my wonderful co-host, Danny Milenkov. How are you, Danny?
I'm praising the Lord, my friend, and very, very happy to be here today.
Me too. We have, as always, lots to talk about.
Oh, jam-packed. Jam-packed.
Just to keep us on track, we are both in uniform today.
Oh, we are? We are?
We're wearing our Faith FM shirts just so you could all see them.
We do a lot better with our Faith. Well, I know that I do. I'm like a lot more like switched on in my brain when I've got the Faith FM
t-shirt. I'm going to try it out today and see if it works. But we do have lots to talk about.
Yes, indeed.
What are we going to be talking about?
Well, the Trump train is really motoring along. We've had a week of the Trump train in office, and literally, look at this, I've got literally 2.5 pages of points. It's just been happening thick and fast. Just as we were told, those last movements would be rapid ones. We never thought the train would be moving at this speed. So we're going to be taking a look at the news headlines once again from a prophetic point of view. So we're going to be going into Revelation, a little bit of Daniel, and who knows where else. And we're just going to be joining the prophetic dots for our listeners so that they can be in tune to the times that we're living in and that we need to continue to be looking up because Jesus is indeed coming soon. So that's what we're going to be looking at. And I've done a little bit of research on Babylon and the origins of Babylon.
Oh, we did touch on this
we
last
did
week,
touch
so
on
now
that.
We're going to dive
Yeah, we're
deeper.
Going to go a little bit deeper. So we'll look a little bit at that. Want to take a look at the comparisons between what happened during the French Revolution and what brought about the French Revolution. That's Revelation 11 and what's taking place today and this pendulum swing. And so,
very good.
So we're going to, and I know that we've covered this on the radio because I know that you and Justin did a Bible study on this.
But I think we might
a long
have some
time ago.
New listeners. And
oh,
so
absolutely.
I would like to refresh it.
Absolutely.
Good.
And we're refreshing it in light of what's taking place right now.
Oh, fantastic.
So, so that's that. And, we're going to see where the doomsday clock's at. That was just updated, literally today.
Really?
So, it's just come out today.
How appropriate we have this show right now.
Anyway, so.
Time to look up.
That and a lot more, obviously, what's going on in the world from a prophetic point of view and obviously encouraging people to just draw closer and closer to Jesus. That's the bottom line.
Yes, amen.
What about you, my friend? What have you got to share today?
Well, I'm going to be reacting to a lot of what you have to share, but at the moment our family, Justin, Judah and I, we are in the throes of moving. So we move out of our place tomorrow, and I woke up in our home this morning, and I woke up very early because my brain is on moving. I couldn't stop thinking about it, and I am excited to move to this new place that we're going because, you know, it's a new adventure, but it got me thinking about, you know, this world. We can be excited for the coming of Jesus because the Bible tells us he is taking us to his home.
When
we read the back of the book, his home's so much better than this one.
You don't have a mortgage.
No mortgage.
Connected with it. Hallelujah.
Amen. No mortgage, no doomsday clock in his home.
Praise the Lord.
No wars, no debt.
There's no midnight.
There's no midnight
because the city needs no sun.
The Lamb
is its light. I love it.
So, I'm getting a lot of spiritual insights from that, and maybe they'll pop up as we have our conversation today. But we want to encourage you to join us in our discussion. We always like to hear from listeners because it's nice to know we're not just talking to each other here. If you have something you'd like to contribute, comments, questions, insights, please text us on our studio number 0488-817-624. We would love to have any text messages from you, and you'll want to keep that number handy for when we give away the code word in a little bit later in today's show, 0488-817-624. Today we've got 12.
12.
12.
That's a biblical number.
12 disciples. 12 copies of this book called Devotions from Down Under. Listen to the subtitle, Inventions by Indigenous Australians and New Zealanders. And it's so, it's different inventions and drawing spiritual applications from them. This will be a really fun book to have, written by Amanda Buse. So if you're keen on getting your hands on a copy of this, there's only 12. Keep listening. We'll give the code word. And if you're one of the first 12 to text us, this is coming to you, 0488-817-624. Well, we also should give a plug for the Faith FM app.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
What,
go for it.
What should people look for when they go for it?
Well,
apart from Faith FM?
Yeah, you know, the Faith FM app is great because wherever you are, as long as you've got internet coverage, you can be listening to the Faith FM show.
That's right.
You can be downloading previous episodes. They're all on there. Faith, I mean, the Looking Up show as well as all the other programs, they're all on
there. There's some good programs.
There's some, oh, The Perfect Storm. I love The Perfect Storm. Have you tuned into that one? That's Justin.
I haven't yet, actually, but I have seen it on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, they're on YouTube as well. Yeah. They're on YouTube as well. That's Kyle, you know. Kyle Morrison is pretty up to speed with all that. Yeah, he did. Yeah, thank you, Kyle, if you're listening.
Designed them.
So, yeah, Kyle, Justin, and Phil. Phil Yates, yes. So they head up The Perfect Storm, and I think it airs on a Friday.
Right.
So it's a after the Looking Up show, that's probably the next best show on Faith FM
when it
comes to current events and Bible prophecy. Okay, probably the next best.
All right.
A close second.
I was going to say there's a lot of good shows here, so let's stay tuned now as we listen to this song, Rivers of Babylon, and then we're going to continue to unpack some exciting things as they relate to Bible prophecy and the coming of Jesus.
Sat down, and there we went. When we remembered Zion by the rivers of Babylon, where we sat down, and there we went. When we Zion. Oh, the wicked carry us away, captivity require from us a song. How can we sing King Alpha's song in a strange land? Of our heart
beautiful song, Might and There, bringing to us the Rivers of Babylon. And you're listening to the Looking Up Show. We are live. Today happens to be Wednesday, the 29th of January, 2025. And as mentioned, we have 12 giveaways of today's book. It's called Devotions from Down Under, Inventions by Indigenous Australians and New Zealanders. And we're going to give you the code word to that a little bit later. So just keep listening. And again, please let us know if you have anything you'd like to contribute to today's broadcast. We love hearing from you. 0488-817-624. And just as we lead into our segment, I have some exciting news. Our producer is here.
Oh, so I'm going to do a switcheroo with her.
But as she's coming in, Rochelle's just arrived. We gave gifts during the break.
We did. It's beyond Christmas. So these are post-Christmas gifts.
We wanted you to hear about it.
All right. We're going to talk all about these gifts, but we're going to let Rochelle settle in first. And after she settles in, we are going to share on these gifts. So, folk, there's a lot to unpack, and I hope you've got your seatbelts on today, because we are going to go at a rate of knots, because there's just a lot to cover. They say a week is a long time in politics. It's like an eternity when it comes to US politics. And you may be wondering, just in case you are a brand new listener and you're thinking, why are these guys going to be talking about the US again? Like, I hear about it on the news, you know, endlessly. There's just so much talk in the media about the US and Trump, and I'm kind of like sick and tired of it. I want to hear something happening here in Australia and beyond, outside of the US, please. The reason, in case you're a first-time listener and you're not in tune, the United States is the very epicenter of end-time Bible prophecy. So that's why we zero in on news that's coming out of the U.S. in connection with Bible prophecy. Isn't that right, Sharissa?
Amen.
So we don't talk about, you know, what's happening in their National Football League, what's happening in their National Basketball League, what's happening in their Ice Hockey League, what's happening in, you know, we don't care about any of that.
We want to focus where the Bible's focused.
Exactly.
Because God is focused on that.
Absolutely.
He just wants us to know something about it.
Absolutely. So God has given us the big picture, and all these things that we see are all the fleshy bits that are showing us how the big picture is being filled out. So it's great to have Rochelle here, and she's just a wonderful blessing, and she's even brought her Faith FM shirt. So that's fantastic, fantastic. And I just want to share what I've received. We're talking about gifts.
We are.
Okay, before we go any further, if you could only see, my dear listeners, what I am holding in my hand.
We wanted you to hear about it.
I am holding the cup, the ultimate cup. This cup.
It's a mega cup.
No. It's not a mega cup. It's better than a mega cup. It is a United States President's Cup.
That's what it says.
That's what it says. Let me read it to you. It says here on the cup, seal. Oh, this is the mark.
The mug.
A mug for a mug. There you go. I knew Justin would get me just the right, the gift, a mug for a mug. Seal of the President of the United States. Wow.
Yeah.
It's got the actual seal on there on this black mug. Yeah. And it's a really good mug. This is fantastic. All the way from DC. Wow. So you got this from the Capitol.
We did.
Wow. So this is quite amazing. Well, I'm going to treasure this, and I'm going to be drinking from this cup. And thank you so much for that.
No,
that's
worries.
Great. Thank you, Justin. Appreciate that wonderful gift. Isn't that amazing? Look at that. Shell, what do you reckon? Rochelle.
Yeah, it looks authentic.
It's authentic. It's the real deal. I think
is that
this
the seal
is
of approval.
I can see some of President Biden's yeah. The coffee dregs are in there. No, so anyway, that's exciting. All right. So let's first of all go to the doomsday clock. Hey, how does that sound? How does that sound for a good way to begin? an encouraging way to begin. Now, where did I have that? That's somewhere here. I know. Here we go, Doomsday Clock. All right. So this came out today on my ABC feed. And guess what? My brother-in-law, he texts me. And his text was simply this. My sister Lydia, if she's listening, she can pass it on because I'm sure he's not listening. He's busy on the farm there working, trying to feed the Australian public through raspberries, berries, blueberries. Not sure what else he's growing. But anyway, he sends me this message, and this is the message. 89 seconds to midnight.
Yeah.
89 seconds to midnight.
Now, what were we last year?
Last year, we were 90 seconds to midnight. So this is the closest that it's ever been to midnight. And look, this is, let me read to you a little bit of what this says. So the headline was, Doomsday Clock moves closer to midnight than ever before. And we're going to look at scripture in just a moment, but let's take a look at these headlines. All right. In short, the Doomsday Clock was reset to 89 seconds to midnight on Wednesday by scientists. The clock is a symbol to illustrate how close humanity has come to the end of the world. So that's why it was put there. Now, this clock has been in operation since 1947, all right, when it was first, you know, this metaphor was come up with, after World War II, in order to try and seek to prevent World War II. And so let me just share with you why they have dropped at 1 second to 89 seconds to midnight. So this is what Daniel Hulse, who's chair of this bulletin of the Science and Security Board that oversees this doomsday clock. The factors shaping this year's decision, nuclear risk, climate change, the potential misuse of advances in biological science, and a variety of other emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence.
AI.
We're going to be looking at that today. Okay. Because that fits into Revelation 13.
Hmm.
Absolutely crystal clear, and I'll share with you my thoughts on that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it goes on. We're not new in 2024. He's saying, so these things were not new in 2024, but we have seen insufficient progress in addressing the key challenges, and in many cases, this is leading to increasingly negative and worrisome effects. Setting the doomsday clock, it goes on, at 89 seconds to midnight is a warning to all world leaders. And then he goes on and he gives some more commentary on why they have dropped it to 89 seconds to midnight. So this is really, really interesting because, you know, these guys are, you know, these are reputable scientists. For example, where was I reading? I was reading here, there are 18 leading scientists and experts who work in politics, science, and the environment, technology, who are part of this group.
Interesting.
18. Okay. And there are 9 Nobel Prize winners who are advisors when they're making the decision. Like, these are the who's who in the scientific zoo. And so, you know, these guys are saying, you know, we're getting closer and closer to midnight. And for them, midnight, of course, is what?
The annihilation of the world.
The annihilation of the human race, the end of life as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
But
For us,
midnight means,
for the Bible-believing Christian,
the complete opposite.
At midnight, the bridegroom comes.
Oh, you got to read it. This metaphor of midnight, they did not come up with it in 1947.
Mm.
But Jesus himself, who did I say, Sharissa?
Jesus himself
speaks of the midnight hour. You got to read it. Matthew 25, verse 6. I know this scripture off by heart. Am I right?
Yeah, all right.
Matthew 25, 6.
And at midnight, a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him.
Wow. So what happens at midnight, according to Jesus, not according to these crazy scientists?
According to Jesus, the bridegroom comes.
Who's the bridegroom?
Jesus.
And the bridegroom is coming where? What's this in connection with? The bridegroom is coming where?
To this earth.
This is the second coming.
Yeah, the picture of the coming of Jesus to this world.
This is the second coming.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys are telling us that the second coming has drawn nearer than it was.
You just completely flipped the tables on the doomsday clock right there, everyone.
We need to send them a memo. We need to let them know.
Thank you for telling us Jesus is coming soon.
This is good news.
Yes, amen.
When the average Joe reads this or they see this on their... you know, broadcast news tonight,
yep.
as they will, I'm sure, regardless of what the news channel is, because it's kind of like a bit of a story, you know, a story of interest, a bit of a dramatic story. They're going to be like, you know.
Everybody be scared.
Everyone be scared. Whereas you and I and the Faith FM looking up listeners, we're like, yay!
Amen.
Go to Luke 21, sister. Go to Luke 21. Let's put a nail in a sure place. Luke chapter 21.
You're full of one-liners today.
Oh, yeah, I know. I don't know. It's all going to come to an end soon.
I should start writing these down.
I can feel midnight is coming. Luke 21. All right. So they're talking about distress. Okay, there's a war going on in Ukraine. There's upheaval in the Middle East. The Trump train is in full swing. The Trump train is just going for gold. You know, the stock market in the US is, you know, the tech industry plummeting.
Yes.
You know, natural disasters are on the rise.
Everywhere.
There's floods everywhere. All kinds of dramas.
Yes.
In the midst of all this, begin reading from Luke 21 from verse 25 all the way to verse 28. Folk, listen up.
All right. And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear, and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken.
Okay, let's just pause there. The doomsday clock, are they creating fear?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually thinking that as people watch what's happening in the world, this is exactly how they're feeling. In fact, many people listening to this broadcast right now
absolutely
may feel very fearful about
absolutely
what's going on.
Absolutely. Distress, perplexity, fear.
Yes.
That is life in 2025. But Jesus goes on. Jesus goes. Yeah.
Then,
keep going. Verse 27, 28.
Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption draws near.
Hallelujah. Case
Praise
closed.
Praise the Lord.
A nail in a sure place, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Jesus says, when you see these scientists saying that we are now even closer to midnight, the closest we have ever been since World War II. Look up. Don't look down.
Lift
don't be discouraged.
Lift up the trumpet and loud let it ring.
Exactly. Jesus
is coming again.
I was about to break out, but I won't.
Oh,
I was about
right.
to break out, but I won't. So this is just absolutely incredible. One more scripture.
All right.
Let's nail another
nail
in a sure place. Revelation 11, okay. Revelation 11 and verse 18. So this is, well, actually, we'll pick it up in verse 17 because this is a song of praise as Jesus is about to return. This is under the seventh trumpet. Okay, Jesus returns at the time of the seventh trumpet.
All right. We should study that.
Oh, yeah, we'll need to study that. Yes, absolutely. But Revelation 11, 17 and 18.
We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come. Because you have taken your great power and reigned, the nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth.
Wow, are we living in that time?
We are right here. We are in a time where we can actually destroy the world.
For the first time in human history. For the first time in human history. You know, that's never, ever been the case before. These words were considered to be crazy, absolutely crazy when they were first written by John, the disciple, 2,000 years ago. But today, these words are not crazy. These scientists are telling us that we are closer than ever and we have the capability to be able to destroy this world. This is it. The factors shaping this year's decision. Nuclear risk. Okay, that's the first thing they say. And so, my friend, we are getting closer and closer to midnight. And that's when God releases his people. And just another point before we wrap up, because we're getting to the end of this section. But midnight in scripture is not only the coming of Jesus, as we looked in Matthew 25, verse 6, but it's also a sign that God delivers his people. Because it was at midnight that the 10th plague struck Egypt, the firstborn died, and at midnight God delivered his people out of Egypt, out of slavery, and it was at midnight that God delivered Paul and Silas who were in prison. At midnight, the Bible says. You can check it out.
It's the darkest right before dawn.
Exactly.
How wonderful.
So during the darkest time of human history, God intervenes to save his people. Hallelujah and amen.
All right. One sermon down, plenty more to go. We're going to listen to Kane bring us this song now, Lifeline. After that, we have so much more to talk about. So stay with us listening now to Lifeline.
I feel lost at sea, past the point of rescue, out here in the deep, afraid that I might drown. I've never needed anything like I need you now, 'cause I can't stop the rain. I can barely keep my head from going under. But when I say your name, you reach down and pull me out of the water. All my life, you've been my I tried to save myself. Nobody thinks they're helpless till they're crying out for help. Well, it's finally sinking in. At the end of my rope is where the rescuing begins. Oh, 'cause I can't stop the rain. I can barely keep my head from going under. But when I say your name, you reach down and pull me out of the water. All my life, you've been my from going under. Jesus, when I say your name, you reach down and pull me out of the water. All my life, you've been my lifeline, my lifeline. My heart is tied to yours, my lifeline.
You're listening to Faith FM, positively different radio.
Hey everyone, you're listening to a repeat of our live show, Looking Up.
That's right, and if you think this is good, you'll definitely want to tune in on Wednesdays at 3:30 to join us for the live event, because you can actually participate. It's a free giveaway that you can claim. You can text in your questions and prayer requests.
Live is so much more fun, so catch you then.
And we're so glad that you're joining us still. We want to remind you that for 12 listeners today, we have a beautiful giveaway. It's a book entitled Devotions from Down Under. It's really clever, actually. This book contains a compilation of different inventions by Indigenous Australians and New Zealanders that have spiritual lessons that you can take from them and apply them to your life.
It sounds like Doug Batchelor with his amazing facts.
It does, you know, he's but always, it's the Aussie Kiwi version.
I love it.
So if people keep listening, we're going to give away the code word maybe a little bit later on in the program.
Probably next segment, I think.
Next segment, all right. So stay tuned. Write down this number, 0488-817-624 is the number if you want to be in the running to text in the code word so you can receive the book. And please let us know if you're listening. We'd love to hear from you as we talk about all things that are happening. And oh, what an exciting time to be alive. We just talked about the doomsday clock and realized it's telling us that Jesus is coming soon.
It's sooner today than it was yesterday. And absolutely, they're telling us the rocks are crying out. Literally, the rocks are crying out. So I tell people, you know, if you don't listen to what I'm saying from the Bible, these guys, they're telling us. It's incredible. All right. Well, there was a very interesting 60 Minutes presentation just this weekend here in Australia on 60 Minutes, Channel 9. And they looked at the first week of Donald Trump. Okay, the first week, it was hectic. There's, and I'm not recommending this movie series, as I don't recommend pretty much any movie series that Hollywood produces, but there's a movie series. It's like been 10 movies in this series, Fast and Furious. Have you heard of the movies?
I have heard
Fast and Furious. There's like 10 of them that have been put out. As I think of what's been happening in the last week, it's been literally Fast and Furious. And I'm going to give you some stats in a little bit and just share with you, like, it's just phenomenal. In one week, what has happened? I can't keep in touch. And I'm not like, you know, sitting on the news all day, every day, because I haven't got time to do that. I'm doing other things. But just in passing, things that are just coming my way just through, you know, stock standard ABC news feed.
It's interesting you say that. I was reading someone else was complaining about Trump in the news because, you know, they say we miss the days when Biden was here so that he wasn't always on the front page, and now we have to have
Trump. He was almost never on the front page.
Now we have to have Trump on the front page every day. We miss the Joe Biden
days. I'm telling you, from Trump to the sound of the trumpet, it's getting closer and closer. Anyway, 60 Minutes doco, it was in their 60 Minutes presentation. It went for about 37 minutes. And it was entitled Trump's Triumph, What a Week. And it went through, you know, the first week, and it looked also at, you know, what he's been through in order to get to the presidency. You know, this absolutely historic moment. No president has ever, you know, come through what he did, and especially with the January 6th. You know, upheaval, and everyone thought he was done and dusted, buried. That was Trump. MAGA was dead and buried, literally. That's what people thought January 6th, 4 years ago. And they started off with the first section here, the Great Escape. Guess what the next section was? I'm going to show you so you can tell our listeners.
The screenshot. New World Order.
The New World Order. They're saying under Trump, it's a New World Order. This is 60 Minutes, Channel 9. And then here was the next one.
What next?
So they document, you know, what's taking place. And then this is how the 60 Minutes doco ended. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, this is how it ended, and I've written it down. Just a few months ago, in a beautiful Pennsylvania field, an assassin's bullet ripped through my ear. They're quoting Donald Trump's speech at his inauguration. You remember that?
Yes.
But I felt then and believe even more so now that my life was saved for a reason. I was saved by God to make America great again. That's how the doco ends.
Interesting.
Channel 9.
That's the secular part they picked up to emphasize.
At the end, this was the amen moment.
Amazing.
Amazing. Now, speaking of God.
And Trump.
Yeah.
Did you see what that sermon that he didn't like?
Yeah.
That was very interesting, wasn't it?
That one that he didn't like from that very left-leaning Bishop.
Bud.
Yeah, Bishop Bud. She went to war with Trump. He wasn't very impressed. She addressed him personally, and she told him, very clearly that there were people who were afraid from the LGBTIQ plus community, plus immigrants, plus who knows how many others that are afraid for their lives, and he didn't take that very well at all. So it's not the first blue that he was going to have. There's going to be many. He had a bit of a blue with the Colombian president.
That was interesting too, wasn't it?
And that just showed, and I'm going to highlight Revelation 13, verse 12 in just a moment. But with the president of Colombia, in case people don't know what we're talking about, because there are some folk that only listen to the Faith FM Looking Up show as far as the news is concerned. I've spoken to them. They don't listen to any news. They're over it. And the only news they listen to is what we share, because we're sharing it from a prophetic point of view. So just in brief, Donald Trump's deporting illegal migrants, and he put a whole bunch of them on a couple of planes, on a couple of U.S. Army planes. So these weren't domestic planes. These were U.S. Army planes. He put them on the plane, sent them to Colombia.
Who agreed to receive them.
Yeah, well, they have been receiving them.
When the planes took off.
Oh, did they? Okay.
And then in midair, then they said, no, we're not going to.
But, I mean, they have been receiving them under Biden's administration.
That's right.
You know, and under, you know, so they have been receiving. It's not like this is the first time this had happened. So anyway, yeah, like you said, in midair, what do they do?
Change
the Colombian president, he says, no, sorry, you
reject
can't.
Them.
Yeah, send them back. Mm-hmm. You know, he's trying to play tough with Donald Trump. And so anyway, long story short, some very interesting tweets that were shared by both men. And in the end, the Colombian president said, sure, no worries. I'll send my presidential plane to pick them up so that they can come home in dignity.
Yeah, it was interesting when that happened. I these are the things that he said would happen to Colombia because of it. Emergency 25% tariffs on all goods coming into the United States. In 1 week, 25% will be raised to 50%. A travel ban and immediate visa revocations on the Colombian government officials and all allies and supporters. Visa sanctions on all party members, family members, and supporters of the Colombian government. Enhanced customs and border protection inspections of all Colombian nationals and cargo on national security grounds, and the IEEPA Treasury, banking and financial sanctions to be fully imposed.
There you go.
So I took a screenshot of that because, you know, that was just his instant reaction.
That was it. And apparently he was playing golf at the time. He put his clubs down and he tweeted that. That's the story that I heard. Now, whether that's, you know, a bit of a made-up story or not, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Because he's very much off the cuff. I mean, this guy, I remember in his first term, he didn't sleep. He literally was sending Twitter messages like at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., at ridiculous times, 2 a.m. Obviously, Melania doesn't sleep with him in the same bedroom. There's no way my wife would put up with me sending text messages to who knows who at 3 o'clock in the morning. No way, Jose.
Their marriage might be very different.
Would your husband put up with it? Well, maybe husband would, but would you put up with Justin sending at 3 a.m. messages to his head elder?
Well, I read somewhere that he sleeps for about 4 to 5 hours a night. And, you know, some people are just, they can function on less sleep, which I think is amazing. But, yeah, I think he's just one of those unique individuals.
I think he is, and it's been an incredible reality show. As Justin Lawman says on the Perfect Storm, he says, get your popcorn, folk. Get your popcorn.
Well
and
said.
So it's going to be very interesting. Now, talking about, you know, Fast and Furious, it was interesting how the ABC, the very next day after the inauguration, this is how they described that first 24 hours. So not even the first week, the first full day. This is how they described it. I won't mention the headline, but here it says Donald Trump promised to act with historic speed and strength when he entered the Oval Office. And by the time he completed his first 24 hours in the job, he delivered on that pledge. It goes on. It says here that one lawyer from Texas, a Democrat, had this to say. It is a fire hose right now. That's what he does. He creates a ton of chaos, so it's hard to keep up with it. Everything is in overload. And this reminds
us. That's what it feels
like. Yeah, Revelation 13, verse 12. Tells us that the United States will flex its mighty muscle and everyone will comply. Do you want to read Revelation 13? 11 to 17 is that whole passage that deals with the United States in prophecy. And we're going to look at different aspects. But just take a look at verse 12.
And he, that's speaking of the earth beast, the United States, and he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed.
Okay, so this is specifically talking about the United States giving its power and authority and forcing, causing the whole world to worship according to the worship mandate that first beast, which is the Roman papacy, will roll out at the end of time. Mm-hmm. That's that final mark of the beast issue.
Yes.
Okay, which we won't get into right now. But the point here is the whole world is forced to go along with this.
Some new world order.
This sounds like the new world order that Channel 9 60 Minutes told us about is here. Amazing. It's here.
Amazing.
Like, this is mainstream stuff. This is not Danny the Looney Tune coming up with stuff. This is mainstream. Okay. You want to talk about hectic, fast and furious? Check this out. I just went onto Google, and I looked at how many executive orders Trump has put into place in the first week. Mm-hmm. Over 300 in 1 week, executive orders. Now, check this out. President Biden, in his entire 4 years in office, issued 162 executive orders, just over half of what Donald Trump put in place in 1 week. And of those 162 orders that Biden issued in 4 years, on the very first day of office, 67 of them have been revoked by Donald Trump. That's 41%.
Wow.
So 41%, talking about changes, you know. And Donald Trump's press secretary, she's a really switched on woman.
Yeah, she had her first
press interview. Really switched on woman. No nonsense from her. Really switched on. Very intelligent. You can just tell. She's just she just knows her stuff. And guess what she said? We're going to have not just the mainstream media, we're going to have the alternate media in this place for the first time.
Wow.
For the first time, the alternate media has been invited in. They need to apply, and if they pass all the clearances, they're invited. And guess who she got questions from for at the beginning? The alternate media that had already passed.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Like Breitbart. Breitbart was one of them. Can't remember another one. But, yeah, these guys are alternate. They've got millions really and millions of viewers.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Free speech is coming back.
Exactly. 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 Not to mention, here's another one talking about buying and selling. Mm-hmm. You know, Revelation talks about that. And you've got Donald Trump who decided that we're going to pause all federal funding to various programs, be they local, as in the US, or international, until we screen all the various agencies to see if they're woke, to see if they're promoting the America First Donald Trump agenda. Hmm. And there's an uproar. There's an uproar. And guess who is in charge of his purse strings?
Who?
Russell Voigt. And guess who Russell Voigt is? He's the Office of Management and Budget, and he's a major contributor to Project 2025. Hello, Project 2025 is being rolled out as we speak.
Wow.
I'm watching it. Project 2025 flew under the radar. The Democrats picked it up, obviously. Donald Trump distanced himself from it for obvious reasons, but now it's all being rolled out. The agenda of Project 2025 is being rolled out, and I am just watching it all happen, which is telling us that pendulum is swinging just as Bible prophecy said it would. And we're going to look at that today. Yeah, absolutely.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing these updates. I'm excited about what we have to talk about even after this. We're going to listen to the NYC. Okay, I always get this wrong. NYC YPCD. this is going to bring to us The Day Approaches. That sounds like a song about the second coming of Jesus.
Amen.
So, we hope you enjoy this, and then we'll be back with lots more.
Thank you. upon thy tender loving face.
Oh, keep us running forth to meet the bridegroom and patiently attending to the race. When Jesus comes,
CD. Bringing to us the day approaches, and this is the Looking Up program.
It almost sounds like the NYPD, which is the New York Police Department.
And I think that's why I get it mixed up every time I read it. Well, I think we should tell people our giveaway.
Yeah, absolutely. Our code word absolutely, giveaway. Absolutely.
So a reminder what the giveaway is: Devotions from Down Under, inventions by Indigenous Australians and New Zealanders. And there are 12 copies of this devotional ready to be given away to the first 12 people who text us today the code word. And the code word is
LU25 Down Under. I love it.
Oh, we had Australia Day. We have an Australia.
Oh, I'm telling
giveaway.
You. I'm telling you. The Looking Up Show. You're not going to find a better show on Faith FM.
And we're not biased.
No, we're not biased at all.
All right. So,
and did I mention that The Perfect Storm is a close second?
Yeah, you did.
Go. I love that show. I love that show. Good. I love those guys.
LU25 Down Under. That's the code word. Text that LU25 Down Under to 0488-817-624, and we hope that you are a winner.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right. Well, we're talking about the Trump train, and we've only had a week of the Trump train, and it's messing with our heads. It's just like
we can't keep up. It's going so fast.
It's like drinking water out of a fire hydrant.
It really.
That's like what it's been like. You know, it's just been crazy, fast and furious. Anyway. I've got this, you know, I subscribe to Time magazine, you know, Jesus said we ought to be mindful of the signs of the times.
So, which is also a magazine people could get their hands on.
Absolutely. Signs of the times. Yeah, the Signs of the Times magazine. That's been out since like, what, 1880 something?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Whereas Time magazine is very different. That's the opposite.
Right.
That's the opposite. So, and obviously Time magazine is a very secular, left-leaning magazine. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, back in June, they had two editions back-to-back. One was, if he wins, it had
Biden.
Joe Biden on the front cover. I can see the that. Second one, they could not bear the thought of putting the face of Donald Trump on the cover.
Uh-huh.
So they put somebody else on the front cover. I don't know, some young guy here.
And that's the second one, which has a similarly named article in it. Oh, yeah. Wow.
This is there. I haven't even heard of the guy.
Yeah.
Nkuti Gatwa, the new face of Doctor Who. Anyway, the next generation leaders. Anyway. But the lead article was about Donald Trump.
Interesting.
So, but they didn't want to put him on the front cover. Oh, dare they put him on the front cover? No. So we'll just have the lead article in there, but we'll put someone else on the front cover. Anyway,
they can't get away with anything when you get the magazine.
No, they can't. They can't because I'm on top of them. Anyway, if he wins, so they're both. If he wins.
Yep.
In an exclusive interview with Time, Donald Trump lays out a second-term agenda that would reshape America and its role in the world. All right, that was the subtitle. And this is how it begins. The author here begins with these words. Donald Trump thinks he's identified a critical mistake of his first term. Are you ready for it?
What was that mistake?
He was too nice.
Huh?
He was too nice. Literally. Not
That's
fake news.
Literally the first sentence of the article. Look at that. I can see it with my eyes.
So Donald Trump said to Time magazine back in June, okay, while Biden was still running, okay, this is before the debate. Or should I say the debacle? Debate. Anyway, same word. That he was too nice. He's had 4 years to think through how he's going to do things differently. The first time was a fluke. Really, it was a fluke. No one expected him to win. He didn't expect to win, to be honest, even though he was like, you know, talking up things as he does. But he really didn't expect to win. He was shocked. America was shocked. The world was shocked.
I remember being shocked.
Everyone, we were all shocked, you know. We were totally shocked. It was shock and awe. That was the front page of the news headlines. Shock and awe.
Yeah.
You know, with a picture of Trump celebrating his win. And so he's had 4 long years. He's been to court. He's been indicted on charges. I don't know how many charges have been laid against, how many court trials he's had to go to.
That's right.
He's been shot at, almost shot at another time while playing golf. I mean, this time he's put together his team ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the Trump train is in full swing. And we should not be surprised because we were told over 100 years ago by Ellen White, the author of the book, The Great Controversy, that the last movements will be what?
Rapid ones. And you quote her because, why do you quote from her?
I quote from her because God told us that he would raise up the prophetic gift in the last days to help God's people share his final message of love to the world from Scripture, nothing outside of Scripture, from Scripture, to prepare people for the second coming of Jesus. We've got it in Revelation 12:17. If you want to read Revelation 12:17, and this is who the dragon Satan is angry with. Read Revelation 12:17 here. The gift of prophecy is prophesied that it would come onto the scene of history at the end of time.
It says, and the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Okay, the law of God, that's going to be front and center at the end of time. We know the Sabbath is that key issue that's going to divide the world at the end of time. That's in the heart of the Ten Commandments. That's God's seal.
Yes,
that's,
and it matters, God's Ten Commandments obviously matters to his end time remnant people.
Absolutely, that's the constitution of heaven.
Correct.
And that's the constitution of the universe.
Right.
And that is a transcript of God's character.
It's what God is like.
Exactly. So we all know and we all understand the Ten Commandments. Love for God, love for your fellow man. You know, everything is summed up in these two principles.
Mm-hmm.
The testimony of Jesus Christ, Revelation 19:10, it tells us what that is that will be coming onto the scene of history at the end of time.
It says, and I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, see that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
There you go.
Right.
There you go. So the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy or the prophetic gift that God will once again bless his end time prophetic movement with. in order to prepare the world for the second coming of Jesus. Just like God sent a messenger before the first coming of Jesus. Who was that?
John the Baptist.
John the Baptist.
Yes.
So too, God would send a messenger.
And he has sent a messenger before every major.
Absolutely. Do you want to name some of those?
Like Noah.
Noah, yeah, right before the flood.
There was Elijah.
Yes.
As well.
Moses. Before the Exodus. Jeremiah.
Yes.
Before the exile to Babylon.
Right. I was just thinking, I know it's a little bit of a detour that we've taken here, but I thought it'd be good because I was speaking with someone just the other day and they said, how can we know which church is the true church? Because there's like 6,000 different churches and everybody has different ways of interpreting scripture. And I just said to her, well, if we follow what the Bible says, and this very verse is the one I shared with her, those two identifying characteristics, keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus, which is the spirit of prophecy, that narrows down that 6,000 very quickly.
Absolutely.
To a very small and only one.
Yeah, there is only one on the planet, and it needs to be worldwide.
That's right.
And that's the Seventh-day Adventist Church, which ought not to be something to brag about or, you know, if you're a Seventh-day Adventist Christian, you and I are, Rochelle is, and there's many of our listeners are not. This is not a time to go patting ourselves on the back. No. This is a time for us to realize we have got a serious responsibility.
Yeah.
And with privileges come even more serious responsibilities, and we ought to be the most humble, meek people on the planet, because it's not the people that are important. It's the message, not the messengers so much. It's the message, but the messengers are only important as they are filled with the Holy Spirit, who are humble and willing to share what God has shared in his word.
That's a great point. Amen. There was something. Oh, one other thing on that came to my mind as you were speaking is, the Seventh-day Adventist Church is God's end-time visible remnant.
Mm.
But Jesus speaks also very clearly that there are many out there who are not yet of this fold.
Absolutely.
And them also I must bring. So God has a visible remnant in the world who are proclaiming his end time message. And then he has an invisible remnant out there.
Exactly.
That he is calling to come and take a stand so that the world can see what his truth is.
Absolutely. And speaking of that call, let's go to Revelation 18, because in Revelation 18 verse 4, here God calls his invisible remnant, who are in not just churches, but they're in all different world religions.
Yes.
And those who have no religious persuasion.
Yes.
Revelation 18, verse 4. So this is at the end of time, and notice what we read here.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins and lest you receive of her plagues. Her. Who's her?
Babylon.
Right.
This is Babylon, because this is the fall of Babylon. We're going to look at Revelation 18 in a little bit in this program.
That says a lot about the God we serve, the God of the Bible.
Like absolutely.
He actually cares about people wherever you are. Like, he cares about all of our listeners. He cares about us here in studio. Every single person on the planet, he cares about us.
He does.
And he's calling us.
And he cares about the eternal well-being of each one. You know, he wants each one to be saved.
Mm.
Because he is not willing that any should perish, the Bible says, but that all should come to repentance.
Yeah.
You know, he's not slack concerning his promise, speaking of the second coming.
Mm.
He wants all to be saved. What's interesting, you know, we read Revelation 12:17, you know, those who have the commandments of God and those who have the testimony of Jesus, which is the spirit of prophecy, they're being persecuted by the dragon and Satan.
He's angry with them.
Absolutely angry. Now, it's interesting, if you take a look at Revelation chapter 1, and you discover there why John was being persecuted.
Yes.
This is mind-boggling. Yes. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 9.
I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Okay, so here he is being persecuted for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. In Revelation 12:17, God's end-time people are being persecuted for the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. The word of God, the commandments of God, they are synonymous.
That's a great point.
How do I know that? Because Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. This is Matthew 22. Love your neighbor as yourself. On these two principles hang what?
All the law and the prophets.
And what's all the law and the prophets that Jesus is referring to?
The word.
The entirety of the word of God.
Mm.
So those at the end of time, that Satan is angry with, that he seeks to destroy, that are not willing to bow the knee to him, are those who are true to God's holy word, and they are led and guided by the spirit of prophecy, by the prophetic gift, and we have that through Ellen White and her ministry, who is continually pointing them back to the word of God.
Amen. Could it be that God has put us all on this planet at this time in human history for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ?
Amen. For such a time as this?
For such a time as this.
Absolutely. And just in case you're not sure, you go to the book, The Great Controversy, which we'd encourage every single listener to read. Please read it. Listen to it. You know, in those final chapters dealing with the end time. And I've shared this before and I've got to share it again. This is the title of those final five chapters. Chapter 35, there's 42 chapters in all. Chapter 35, liberty of conscience threatened, the impending conflict, verse chapter 36. I'm going to skip over 37. I'll be back there in a moment. Chapter 38, the final warning. Chapter 39, the time of trouble. Chapter 40, God's people delivered. Okay, I've mentioned five. Guess what is right smack bang in the middle? Chapter 37, the scriptures
are safeguard.
In the middle of that final conflict, she's talking about the end time scenario, and God impresses her and says, you need to place a chapter right there, smack bang, when it's midnight, when that midnight hour has arrived, you need to place a chapter reminding my people, reminding everyone that the scriptures will be the only safeguard at the end of time.
Amen.
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the
word of their testimony.
Hallelujah.
And I can give a little plug for a series happening in Hamilton for the next 4 weeks.
Do that, my friend.
If you're in the Newcastle area, you're welcome to join us in the Hamilton Seventh-day Adventist Church this Saturday at 11 a.m. There's a five-week series. We're now in the second week into that series called 12:11. And it's based on that verse that Danny just shared, Revelation 12:11.
Well, look at that. I had no idea.
And by the word of the testimony. So come along. We'd love to meet you. And I believe this Saturday there's also lunch.
Oh, that's an added bonus. I might be there myself, but I've got to be preaching at my other church.
That's right.
Now, just in case they can't be there, I know you guys live stream.
We do. It's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So the Hamilton Seventh-day Adventist Church on YouTube. You can look it up and you can join us live if you'd like to listen. And hear some testimonies of how God's word has transformed people's lives. It's very inspiring.
Hallelujah. How exciting. So we're seeing Bible prophecy being unfolded before our very eyes, and it's just incredible. And this book, The Great Controversy, which I'm going to share after this next section, because we're coming up to a beautiful song very shortly, but I'm going to share how this book, The Great Controversy, that has 42 chapters, and it's been divided into three sections, 14, 14, and 14, based on the three pendulum swings of history. This is just mind-boggling stuff.
We're just getting started.
I haven't heard anyone share this.
All right. Well, stay with us, folks. It's coming. Breaking news coming to you on the Looking Up Show next. Jonathan Andrew Kurtz brings to us self-existent God eternal.
Self-existent God eternal is and was and is to come, always being, never ceasing, perfect Father, Spirit, Son, perfect Father, Spirit, Son, constant by thine own volition, thou art perfect God alone. Independent of all nature, heedless of its life for me, of it thou art the creator, in it all things thou art seen, in it all things thou art seen, not confined by time. of the endless heavenly King. Thou, life-giver and sustainer, one redeemer of our souls, by thy power salvation reaches, in thy hands assurance holds, in thy hands assurance holds. Never will the promise falter, ever till we reach our goal.
Everyone, you're listening to a repeat of our live show, Looking Up.
That's right. And if you think this is good, you'll definitely want to tune in on Wednesdays at 3:30 to join us for the live event, because you can actually participate. There's a free giveaway that you can claim. You can text in your questions and prayer requests.
Live is so much more fun. So catch you then.
Jonathan Andrew Kurtz bringing to us Self-Existent God Eternal, and this is the Looking Up Show. Reminder, the code word is LU25 Down Under. Text that all as one word, LU25 Down Under, to our studio number here, 0488 17624. And if you're one of the first 12, and we've already had some takers, but there's some left, you can receive this as a really wonderful gift.
Amen. Amen. Guess what I just realized?
I have no idea.
We've literally got only two more major sections left. What on earth happened to the time?
Just starting.
literally. Unbelievable. All right. So, I did share with our audience that this book, The Great Controversy, as I've been reading through, as I looked at the titles of the chapters, those 42 chapters, I looked and I was able to divide them up into three major sections based on the three major pendulum swings in history. Mm-hmm. So let me first of all go through those three according to scripture. And they're in Revelation chapter 13 mm-hmm. and verses 2 and 3. So why don't we read Revelation 13, 2 and 3, and then I'll share with you what they are. And then we'll take a look at these chapters in the Great Controversy.
All right.
Revelation 13, verses 2 and 3.
Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion.
Okay, let's just pause there. Who is this power?
Sea beast, it's the papacy.
The Roman papacy. All right, carry on.
The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority.
Okay, let's just pause there. So the dragon primarily is who?
Well, if we look back at the previous chapter, it's the great dragon cast out that serpent of old called the devil and Satan.
Okay, exactly. So that's in a primary sense, the great dragon is the devil and Satan. However, in a secondary sense, the dragon is also pagan Rome.
Correct.
Pagan Rome. And we have that in Revelation chapter 12, because there you have
verse 4.
Do you want to read verse 4?
His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child, capital C, as soon as it was born.
Okay, so this is Christ. Mm-hmm. He's that child. And how did Satan seek to destroy Jesus? Through what
pagan
power?
Rome.
Through pagan Rome. Okay, we all know that. That's part of the Christmas story. All right, so let's go back to Revelation 13. So the dragon that gives him his power, throne, and greatest title, that's pagan Rome. Mm-hmm. So pagan Rome did, in fact, give the Church of Rome its power, its throne, and great authority. Yes. So we have that in 538 AD, according to Bible prophecy, the Church of Rome became a political and a religious power that went about persecuting those that did not want to follow its narrative and its template. So we know that. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's the first pendulum swing. So we go from a pagan worldview, you know, Rome and the pagan worldview, to now a religious worldview.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a religious worldview. So from a secular pagan, not really secular because they were religious, but a pagan worldview to a religious worldview for the next 1,260 years.
Mm.
All right, now read verse 3, please.
And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded.
Okay, pause there. When did that happen?
When the Pope was taken captive by General Berthier.
In what year?
1798.
In 1798. So 1,260 years later, mm-hmm. we have the second pendulum swing.
Right.
So now we go from a religio, mm-hmm. Political worldview to now a secular, pagan, atheistic worldview, because who was it that gave the deadly wound? It was Napoleon's General Berthier. Napoleon was France. Mm-hmm. You know, he was the leader of France.
That's right.
Okay. So we've got the French Revolution here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But the text goes on. So that's a second, pendulum swing.
Okay.
Okay. So we go from a religious worldview.
Yes.
Of over 1,000 years to now a secular atheistic worldview from 1798 to our day.
Okay.
But there's one more final third pendulum swing. Read it for us, please. Keep reading.
I'll start verse 3 again. I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed.
Okay. So this is the healing now of that deadly wound, where we now have the unity of church and state once again, as was the case during the Dark Ages.
So the relationship is mended.
It's mended. Okay, then verse 4, please.
And all the world marveled and followed the beast.
Okay, sorry, yeah. But the rest of verse 3 I was in.
Now verse 4?
No, and all the world marveled and followed after. How much of the world?
All.
All the world. And how does this power receive its power? Revelation 13, verse 12.
Yes, he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed.
Okay, so the whole world marvels and follows and worships the dictates of this first beast that is given power and authority by the United States of America.
Mm.
And guess what we have in the United States of America? We have a greater Roman Catholic influence there today than ever before.
Really?
Don't have time to get into that. Well, Biden, his last overseas visit was to be to
the Vatican.
To the Vatican to give that award to Pope Francis, as we already talked about last week. The US Supreme Court, 9 justices, 7 of them are Roman Catholics. Never before in human history. If you take a look at Donald Trump's picks, as far as his cabinet is concerned, have a look at how many of those are of the Roman Catholic persuasion.
Even J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance.
And Melania.
I'm telling you, the thing is totally stacked. It's totally stacked.
Mm.
Then verse 4, back to Revelation 13, verse 4, who is ultimately being worshipped?
So they worshipped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him?
Okay, now this is obviously not speaking of pagan Rome,
because
pagan Rome is done and dusted at this point in time in the prophecy. This is sequential.
Mm-hmm.
The dragon here is back to the devil and Satan, and the world, if they worship according to the dictates of this new world order that will be established, will ultimately be worshiping the dragon.
Mm.
They worship the dragon.
He's all about.
He is the front man.
He is all about diverting worship from God.
Absolutely. Always has been.
Hates that God is God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we are seeing the build-up of this now.
Mm.
More and more and more we're seeing. So we're getting to the climax of human history. We're getting to the climax of this final showdown. Now, the great controversy before we move on to the tech giants and how they fit into the inauguration and end time prophecy. Oh, hold on to your seats, folks. We're going to get there in a moment. Have a look at the first 14 chapters. It begins with chapter 1, the destruction of Jerusalem. That's the great controversy book. Chapter 14, when the pendulum is about to swing, later English reformers. So she's speaking of the reformers. She's speaking of that period of the Dark Ages. So that's that first period from pagan Rome, okay, to a papal religio worldview. Chapter 15, guess what? The Bible in the French Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
No way. That's the second, third. Guess where it ends? Facing life's record, speaking of the judgment. 1844 and that judgment period, 1798, that whole period. And guess where we begin the third and final? Pendulum swing, the origin of evil, is the next chapter, chapter 29. And it ends with the controversy ended, the second coming. So that's the third and final swing.
We are living in the final chapters.
We are in the final chapters. You've got, you know, the snares of Satan, agency of evil spirits. Mm. Can our dead speak to us? Liberty of conscience threatened. We are seeing all that in real time right now, Sharissa.
Amen.
Absolutely. All right, now, Revelation 18. I thought we were going to get to Revelation 11 and the French Revolution. Maybe
there's
we will.
Next week.
But yeah, there is. Oh, well.
Actually, there isn't next week.
Well, there is.
There'll be something next
There will
week.
Be something. I'll be away in India for a couple of weeks. But anyway, there'll be something here. There'll be
As
something
you
here. Revelation, well, before we get to Revelation 18, just to remind our listeners that in case they did not know, but they're in the front row of Trump's inauguration, literally in the front row, ahead of Biden. I shouldn't say ahead of Biden, he was sitting in a different place, but right there in the front row were some of the richest people on the planet, including the richest person on the planet, Elon Musk, who, you know, these were the tech giants. Trump, a populist president, was AP News, is flanked by tech billionaires at his inauguration. Mm. Okay, so You had Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Meta, and his wife there. We have Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos and his fiancée. We have Google CEO Sundar Pichai, and you have Elon Musk. Then on top of that, you had Apple's CEO Tim Cook. You have TikTok CEO as well there, and OpenAI CEO, and a number of others, all right?
Amazing.
Now, for the first time in American presidential inauguration history, you had this kind of wealth in the front row, okay? Now, go to Revelation 18 and check out who combines. So we've got presidents and the most powerful money men on the planet together, literally together. Have a look at Revelation 18. See who is together at the end of time. If you want to read for me, verse 9, 10, and 11, this is speaking of this Babylonian system at the end of time that will come to nothing in 1 hour. In other words, it's going to be destroyed right at the end of time. Notice who is connected. Revelation 18, 9 to 11.
The kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning.
Okay, that the her there is Babylon. Mm. Okay.
Standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, "Alas, alas, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come." And the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their merchandise anymore.
Wow. Okay, the kings of the earth and the merchants of the earth, the kings of the earth and the merchants of the earth are together.
Yeah.
They have made their wealth and brought their power together.
Mm. Amazing.
Should we be surprised that Donald Trump has all these tech billionaires in his orbit? We should not be, because the Bible says this is what we can expect at the end of time. Mm. So at the end of time, we are seeing, not just in America, but around the world, we're seeing politics and the business leaders coming together.
Amazing.
Coming together and in order to create one huge confederacy. And so, you know, the newsmakers, they've got no idea. They're like, what on earth is going on? You know, how does this doesn't make sense? And from a human point of view, from a political point of view, from an economic point, from a social point, it does not make sense. But from a prophetic point of view, it makes perfect sense. Absolutely perfect sense. So, you know, this is where we are and this is where things are heading. And so we're going to be, you know, watching this space and seeing how that all unfolds. But I mean, just this week, you know, just yesterday, I think, you know, the United States S&P index, which is the 500 richest companies in the United States, you know, lost over $1 trillion. With this, you know, with this AI engine coming out of China, DeepSeek, that was like so cheap to produce compared to, you know, OpenAI and some of the American versions. And, you know, it's going to correct and all that, but it just shows how quickly money can be lost. Like $1 trillion US, you know, the Australian economy for the year is probably like only a couple of $1 trillion, like in one day. And so it's interesting. It says here, in 1 hour, your judgment has come and they mourn for her. And that's going to be the ultimate at the end of time.
Amazing. I'm seeing all of this through fresh eyes. I hadn't thought about the merchants there in Revelation, but that's a powerful point.
Absolutely. And it also goes on and it talks about, you know, a number of things, but it talks about the bodies and the souls of men. You know, that people will be enslaved. And, you know, we know that, you know, central bank digital currency will be playing a big role at the end of time. You've got AI, like AI, artificial intelligence, that will be able to bring everything together. So we talk about surveillance. We talk about, you know, keeping tabs on people, where they are, what they're doing, so on and so forth. You cannot beat AI. And so with AI, they now have the capacity, they've got the tools to be able to do a scan on any human being in a matter of 1 second and be able to pull up exactly who that person is, where they were born, where they come from, what their hobbies are, what their spending habits are, everything potentially. This is what AI can do. AI in the split second can tell you all about your life.
Scary.
And this tells us, because the Bible tells us Revelation 13 is coming, and we're going to deal with that in our next section and last section.
Well, how about we hear a song from Revelation 19?
Oh, wow.
This is the Forbes family bringing to us a song entitled just that, Revelation 19. And after this, we have our final segment.
Can't believe it.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
The signs of the times are everywhere. The spoken word of Jesus fills the air. Wars and rumors of them harvest night and day. Do not be dismayed. He's coming back someday. Allow little children, Jesus said, come unto me. For such is the kingdom of heaven. But their little lives are taken, fearing not the Holy One. But hear me when I say, judgment's on the way.
He'll ride on the cloud to take his bride away. Triumphantly the church will see Jesus any day.
The things as we know them will soon pass away. Will soon pass away. The condition of the soul. Hear me when I say, he's coming back someday.
He'll ride on a cloud to take his
days bright away. Triumphantly the church will see Jesus any day. The things as we know them will soon pass away. Will soon pass away. The things as we know them will soon pass away. Will soon pass away.
You're listening to Faith FM, positively different radio.
Hey, it's Lyle here. There's nothing I love more than digging deep into the Bible, and I really love helping others understand God's Word. Every Thursday at 5 p.m, I have a segment on the Afternoons with Shell show where I answer all your Bible questions. Big or small, simple or hard, it will get answered. Whether you have a question you want to send in, or you just want to learn from others, tune in at 5 p.m. Thursday and text 0488880856.
Look
final segment today, and a reminder, the code word LU25 down under. That's the one you need to grab today's prize. We only have 12 and there's still just a couple left. 0488 17624 is the number to text. LU25 down under, 0488 17624.
Amen. Well, we're in our final days.
Final days.
We're around the corner. We're in the home straight for another week. And there's just so much going on that's telling us that Jesus is coming soon. And that's the bottom line, folk. Mm-hmm. We are just seeing literally Bible prophecy being fulfilled before our very eyes. You know, speaking, you know, you shared with me earlier from that same author, Ellen White, not in The Great Controversy, but in one of her other writings, she talks about that, the money will be consolidated in a few hands. You know, there'll be a few men that will literally own almost everything. And we are seeing that now for the first time in human history. Yeah. I remember being on one website and discovering that about 10 or 12 individuals on the planet own as much as 50% of the world's poorest people.
Mm.
So half the world's population of 8 billion people own as much as 10 to 12 individuals.
Mm.
And that just shows us, and we've all heard of the 1%, you know, the 1% of the world's population own, you know, 99% of the world's resources. We've never seen that before, you know, post-flood. Maybe before the flood, this was the case. We don't really have any record of what was taking place before the flood from an economic point of view. Mm. There was certainly a lot of corruption. There was a lot of violence. There was a lot of immorality. We know that from the scriptures. But you know, this is the first time post-flood that we have this consolidation of power and money in only a few men. And now politics is weighing in. And it's interesting that Donald Trump wants to invest $500 billion, $500 billion in AI, Stargate, he's calling it. You know, so because this – and this fits so into Revelation 13. We've got the central bank digital currency, which we've talked about at length, you know, digital IDs. Everything's going digital. We know that. Have a read of Revelation 13, and this tells us why all these systems are being established right now. Now, they can be used for a good purpose, but one day they'll be used for a very nefarious purpose to fulfill the dragon's ultimate aim to bring about worship.
Right.
So Revelation 13, if you want to read for me, please, verses 16 and 17. This is when church and state unite. The image of the beast is formed.
He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand and on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name.
Okay, so this is speaking of not being able to buy or sell, which is like the bottom line if you want to live life on planet Earth. That's your basics, isn't it? So when it speaks of buying and selling, it's saying you won't be able to function in society any longer.
Right.
Imagine with AI, and AI is able to, you know, able to give a rundown in a moment of your entire history, your likes, your dislikes, your loyalties, your disloyalties to the government. Imagine with that tool, can this be implemented, and with everything else that we have with your, you know, digital IDs and central bank digital?
Totally.
So this is how I see it. I see AI potentially as you know, the shutting of the gate of this corral that central bank digital currency is part of, a digital IDs, a whole bunch, all this digital stuff. And AI is kind of like pulling it all together in one.
Wow.
And so we could be there. We could be there. Yeah, I mean, this is huge.
Yeah, like it's potentially even now.
This is huge. And it's interesting that when it comes to Revelation 13, there are others, including Joe Rogan. Have you heard of Joe Rogan?
I have now.
Okay. Joe Rogan, he's the most popular
podcaster
on the planet. Mm. Donald Trump did like a 2 or 3 hour interview with him before the election on his show. Guess what? Someone sent me this. And Joe Rogan, on his show, I think this happened last year, was discussing Revelation 13. He literally read Revelation 13, 11 to 17. He read it through. He really doesn't know what it's talking about. But there was a guy on there that he was interviewing that was saying that, you know, the central bank digital currency and digital IDs and everything that we have going on in digital space now is pointing to the implementation of what we read here in Revelation 13, that we are there. He's saying we could be there. This is on the Joe Rogan show. So
that's amazing.
So this is going back to what you shared earlier and what we read from Scripture. There are many who are very sincere, who are seeing something's up, they don't quite understand, and when that loud cry message goes out, when the truth goes out, when that final worship showdown takes place, they will be able to see things for what they are, and they'll make their stand with God. They'll come out of Babylon, which is this fallen system, this fallen end time system, and they'll make the decision to stand true with those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
That's where I was going. Follow the Lamb wherever he goes. You made a comment there. You said when this loud cry message goes out. Now, maybe our listeners are listening and they're like, okay,
should I
turn up the volume?
Good point.
What would that be?
Well, do you want to read Revelation 18, verse 1, where it's described?
It says, after these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory.
Okay, this is that loud cry message. This is this fourth angel that does.
Angel. I thought we were talking about the three angels.
The three angels of Revelation 14 are joined with this fourth angel gives. This is like the turbo.
Oh.
This is what turbo charges those three angels' messages, in particular the third angel's message.
So you're saying it doesn't bring an extra message, it adds
This is like emphasizes. The AI. This is the AI that
that's a bit far. Here's the AI.
No.
This is the heaven sent empowerment.
This is the heaven sent empowerment.
This is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
This is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
He moves mightily.
Absolutely. And we know that because the whole world is illuminated with the glory of God. Right. And what's the glory of God?
His character.
His character.
Where
the
do we
truth
see
about
that?
God.
The truth about God, and his character is most beautifully presented on the cross.
Absolutely.
That's what God is like.
Absolutely.
He would die for you.
So the whole world, at the end of time, will see the truth about God, His character, His sacrifice, His love, and through worshiping Him according to His commandment that He has given, they will make a stand to follow the Lamb and give their allegiance to the one who died on the cross for them.
Mm.
All around the world, every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, they will hear this message, they will see it for what it is, and they will make their decision, those that choose to follow the Lamb. Mm. Even if it means they have to face economic sanctions, even if they are locked out from society, they want to be locked into Jesus.
Amen. They love Him more than anything.
Absolutely. They love not their lives even unto the death,
in fact,
the Bible says.
What we're saying here, just picking up on something there that we read, this message, this angel comes from heaven having great authority.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just reminded, you know, Matthew 28, verse 18, Jesus says, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. So the message that sweeps the world before the coming of Jesus is a Christ-centered, Christ-saturated message, because not only does He have all authority, but He is the light of the world.
Amen. Amen.
Earth illuminated.
I love it. Just those connecting points from Matthew 28 and Revelation 18 are just so powerful.
There's
the authority.
So many more,
and
for sure.
Because you have in Revelation 13, the beast is given authority. It's given authority by a human power.
That's right.
By the United States of America. It's given power. But this, at the end of time, God's people do not receive authority from a political system. They receive authority from the God of heaven through the Holy Spirit.
What a contrast.
Wow.
Not human authority, but God's authority.
Those who worship the beast and human enactments versus those who worship God and His ordained commandments.
Amen.
It's powerful. And it's interesting because in Revelation 18,
yeah.
I don't know where you were going, but just to slip this in, Revelation 18, 2 and verse 3, I won't read the passage, but there it speaks of Babylon's fall.
Yes, that's where I was going.
And, you know, the dwelling place of demons is exposed. That's spiritualism that's exposed, because there's going to be signs and wonders and miracles according to Revelation 13.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fire coming down from heaven, signs, miracles, to deceive those who dwell on the earth. And guess what? In verse 3, it says, all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of a fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, that is with Babylon. And the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. There you go.
Right.
The merchants, the business tycoons, the oligarchs, as some people refer to them, you know, the billionaires that getting to be trillionaires soon, they, together with the political leaders, are part of this Babylonian system that is pulled together by spiritualism. So the Democrats, the Republicans, the Calathumpians, everyone is going to be united, whether it be in America or around the world, through Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, it matters not. Spiritualism, the signs and the wonders, this fire from heaven, this real or metaphoric fire that brings everyone to the point believing that this is supernatural. This is from the God that they all believe in, whether it be, you know, Allah, whether it be the God of the Christians, whether it be Buddha, whoever it is. Satan will use spiritualism to deceive all to believe that this is the right way forward. But God's people will put their faith and trust in what? In the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. What did you want to say?
Oh, I'm trying to remember what I was going to say.
Before I went on my little spiritual rant.
Well, I was just going to say, you can see how that spiritualism is going to definitely need to pay into this final scenario.
Absolutely.
Because at the moment, when I look out and read what's going on in social media spaces, I see that people are very polarized.
Extremely.
They're extremely divided.
Even more so.
They're still talking about the potential of civil war in the U.S. That's how divided it is. And these divisions are only strengthened by the algorithms that, you know, we have.
Absolutely.
These things. So, spiritualism, I can see. The Bible is right on there.
Revelation 13 tells us spiritualism. Revelation 18 tells us spiritualism. Revelation 16 in Armageddon, spiritualism.
And God wants us to know it so that we're not deceived.
Absolutely.
He tells you, so you're not taken by surprise. I guess what I just wanted to come back to was we were talking about this loud cry message, and you said that the Bible points out very clearly it's not an extra message. It's an emphasis to a message that was already given in the three angels' messages. Revelation 14, verse 8, that's the second angel's message. It says, and another angel followed, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she's made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. That's the only one of the three that wasn't given with a loud voice.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's... Oh.
given emphasis.
Rochelle, did you hear that? I have not. I have not picked up on that. You are spot on.
Repeat, please, because I think that's important.
Well, verse 7 says the first angel, in saying with a loud voice, fear God, give glory to him, mm-hmm. for the hour of his judgment has come. Yep. Then the third angel's message, verse 9, followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast. But the second angel, it just says that another angel followed.
There's no loud voice there.
But do you know why I think that is? Because when you read the same message emphasized in chapter 18, you read in verse 3, it doesn't just say Babylon is fallen, it adds detail. The fall of Babylon is full and complete now. It talks about the dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit. Like, it's just, the fall of Babylon is at its worst.
And that loud voice is that loud cry, which is in Revelation 18:1. It's that great authority that comes from heaven, which is the Holy Spirit, loud voice.
Yes.
I've never seen that before. And I've read Revelation, I don't know how many times. That's what I mean.
That's the beauty of Bible study.
That's the beauty of Bible study. Yeah. That's powerful, folk. If you only heard that today, you have come away blessed from this program. That is very, very powerful. And it's interesting because you have another voice, and this is another loud voice in verse 4, come out of her, my people. Revelation 18, verse 4, come out of her, my people. So this is God pleading before the plagues come in verse 5. God says, come out of her. I want to save you.
And that's the voice of God.
That's the voice of God.
Appealing to people.
Absolutely.
That's the Holy Spirit.
Because Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. And here we've got, come out of her, my people, my voice, my sheep.
That was actually a very interesting point because it literally says there another voice. Mm. So you've got this message being carried by God's end time messengers, but there's God is personally appealing to every heart on the planet.
Amen.
Come out of her, my
come
people.
Out of her. And then it describes the fall of Babylon in the rest of Revelation 18, this fallen end time system that comes apart in 1 hour, in one short hour. And then in chapter 19, we've got the coming of Jesus. The coming of Jesus. This is it. Very powerful. And there's so much going on. And my sister sent me a couple of things. I haven't even shared them. I said, oh, I'll share this. I think I might have shared one.
Well, when you hold on to them for when you come back from India.
I will hold on to them. Maybe I'll share this in the brief little wrap up before I share my final thought.
Well, let's listen to one song together before we do wrap up. Above the Waste and Emptiness. Let's listen to that together. Above the Waste and Emptiness, and that brings us to the end of our show today. Pastor Danny, you had some final thoughts.
All right, just some final thoughts. You know, how everything is coming together in the United States. We failed to share that in Florida, you know, this historic snowstorm, 8 inches of snow, never before. This in Florida, you know, Donald Trump territory, where it doesn't snow. The last time it snowed there was over 100 years ago. And so this was, you know, historic. Then, you know, you have other disasters that are taking place, like in France, terrible floods. My sister sent me through, you know, worst floods in 40 years. And so many natural disasters that are taking place everywhere. And Jesus said that there would be disasters. You know, he says there would be disasters. There's going to be distress of nations. We read that earlier. And so all these things are going to be used by the enemy in order to bring the world to a point mm-hmm. of this new world order, which is all about worship. It's all about worship. That's the bottom line. But God will have a people. God will have a people who will be loyal and faithful to him and, you know, who will continue to fly the flag and be faithful to him. Amen. Now, I just want to share one scripture, and there's so much more I could share, but we'll leave that for when we come back. And who knows, in 2 weeks' time, who knows how much there'll be to share.
That's right.
So, but anyway, it's interesting in Revelation 13, in the very heart of that chapter, okay, that deals with the dragon, who is the devil and Satan, deals with the United States, you know, deals with the Roman papacy, deals with spiritualism, signs, miracles and wonders, a whole bunch of things. There's a whole bunch of things in there. But in Revelation 13, in the very heart of that chapter, you have a group who remain faithful to Jesus, and that's in verse 8. And I love Revelation 13, verse 8, which says, all who dwell in the earth will worship him, that is the beast. Ultimately, you know, they worship the dragon who gives his authority to the beast. All who dwell on the earth will worship him whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Mm-hmm. So there will be a group of people who will not bend the knee. Their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Mm. They worship Jesus Christ alone, who is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. They are faithful to him. Mm. They are willing to go without buying and selling, and even, Charissa, willing to give up their lives. Because it says in Revelation 13 that not only will buying and selling be restricted, but ultimately it says those who do not worship the image of the beast, which is this church-state union worldwide that will bring about these worship mandates, and we know all about mandates at the end of time, but it says all those who would not worship the image of the beast will be killed. Mm. And so they, like the three Hebrews on the plain of Jura, will say that our God, he can deliver us, and God will deliver many of his people, but there will be some who will be martyrs at the end of time. Before the close of probation, after the close of probation, there will be no more martyrs because there's no good purpose for it. It's not going to be the salvation of anyone. God will allow martyrs in order that others may be saved, mm-hmm. as he has done through the course of human history, Abel being the first martyr. And so, you know, they will be like those at the end of time who will say, our God can deliver us from this fiery furnace, but if not, mm. we will serve him and be faithful and loyal to him. And I want to be part of that group, Charissa.
I want to be too. But if not faith, mm. a faith that trusts in God Amen. No matter what, knowing that he has the ultimate intention to save you eternally.
Mm. Amen.
That's powerful. Well, on that note, let's close.
Why don't you close and pray?
Sure. Father in heaven, thank you for the word of God that opens to us just a beautiful understanding of you and your love and your plan. We pray, Lord, for our listeners. We pray for every one of them. Lord, may you bless them. Bless each one as they study the Bible. And Lord, lead us and guide us into a beautiful knowledge of the wonderful truth about Jesus. We love you, Lord, and we pray these things today in Jesus' name. Let all God's people say amen.
And amen and amen.
Oh, thank you all so much for joining us. We had fun today. I enjoyed it. I've been blessed. I hope you have too. Next week, you will have a surprise because Danny's going to India, and so we'll work out some sort of surprise here. I may or may not be here, but please stay on this channel because there's so much good programming here. We have another live broadcast coming from our friends in Adelaide, the Drive Time Show, so that should be also very interesting for you. And, yeah, we look forward to having your company on the other side of 2 weeks with this team. When Danny will have so much to say, I'll probably just sit here and nod.
Hopefully not. Hopefully not.
Because
our listeners will be sick and tired
of
listening to me only.
But remember, until then, that fear looks around. Regret, it looks back. But faith always looks up. Keep looking up to Jesus, friends, and may God bless you all. Take care.
Keep looking up, don't give up, don't give up when there's pain deep in your heart.
Keep looking up, don't give up, don't give up. Should the tears begin to stop, with a prayer all your cares he will cast into the depths of the sea.
His love is always there for me.